My name is Conor McGregor and I live in Lucan. I'm a professional MMA fighter with a record of 4-1. I'm an up-and-coming fighter and without a doubt you will see me on the UFC in the near future, without a doubt.
In 2008, Conor McGregor made this bold prediction just before he suffered his second and last loss. This led him on a 14-fight win streak that included 6 UFC bouts and has culminated in a showdown with pound-for-pound king and featherweight champion Jose Aldo on July 11th.
Aldo's rib is too painful, and he will not be fighting. So Chad Mendes now will fight Conor McGregor for the interim belt.
With a new opponent on just 2 weeks' notice, McGregor had the chance to make this bold prediction come true, but for the interim featherweight championship.
Little Mendes shouldn't have answered the phone. So I feel he is in over his head.
Listen to this place.
Oh, big shot from McGregor.
Look at the clock closely. 10 seconds.
Oh, he's out.
Could he finish him here?
That's it.
All over. Conor McGregor is a UFC interim featherweight champion.
Wow.
With the win over Mendes, on December the 12th, Jose Aldo and Conor McGregor will finally settle the score. But what does it take to be a champion coming from the UK and Ireland? As the MMA scene here is minute compared to that of North and South America. I head down to Diesel MMA in Southeast London to find Lion Fight Championship welterweight champ Tom Wincott and find out what it really takes to be a champion and to see what lies in store for British and Irish MMA.
Right, so here we are. Just seems like a little grey door. Let's see if it's open. Yep. Okay. So. Oh. A lot of stairs. I feel like Rocky Balboa coming up these before going to do a workout. Like he's running up the Philly stairs.
Hiya.
Hi there, you okay?
Are you after Tom?
The first person you meet when you walk into the gym is a lovely and welcoming receptionist called Steph. She sits overlooking the whole gym at her table, casting a watchful eye over every training session. I felt like talking to Steph would be a good way to see what life in the gym is like. I also wanted to know if she could see the progression of each fighter over time.
100%, definitely. They all come through the door and not to know what to expect. And I always say to them, you started where you started. And I point a fella or a lady at and I say, these only started 3 weeks ago. And they're like, wow. I said, you'll get there. Yeah. Just got to put the time in.
And what's it like seeing someone like Tom start from the beginning and then work their way up to being a champion?
I would say it was amazing, but Tom was already doing this before he met my daughter. But he's come on leaps and bounds. But in a ring, he's a different person. He's a big pussycat. And when he's training, if he hurts one of the guys, he apologises. And that's true.
So when it comes to training, do you think a fighter needs that sort of little comfort element that no matter what happens, there's going to be someone to tap on the back and be like, it's all right, you got next week?
That's it, yeah, all the time. And I always say, you can only do what you can do. Just go in, do your best. And that's all you can do.
And what do you think a mindset of a champion is?
Determination. The will to win. Training. And also the trainers. Putting in 100% to them. And if a guy wants to do that, then he is going to win. He's going to do what he wants to do. But if you don't put the time and effort in, then you're not going to get it. So most of the guys and the girls do it up here, and you see the determination, they're going for it.
As I was interviewing Steph, I was looking at the training sessions going on around us. I couldn't help but feel a little overwhelmed by the team atmosphere in the room. Everybody pushing each other to bring out the best in each training session. Tom, the fighter I'd come to see, has been training for about 8 years and has just been crowned the welterweight champion at Lion Fight Championship, a UK-based MMA organisation. So the first thing I wanted to know is what it took to be a champion.
Heart. Heart and good coaches. You've got trash coaches because you're not in there alone. People have trained with you for 2 months coming up to that fight and trained with you all year round. You need to trust them. They need to be behind you. Plus the mindset of you're doing this because you enjoy it, not because you think one day you're going to be rich out of it.
Explain to me the process of a fight camp from start to finish.
Diet, 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 diet. Now, I train all year round. When I've got a fight, I give myself a 2 month time limit, kick it up, cut the gears, and that's when I start to eat clean, cleaner, shall I say. Just start to hit a bit harder, so 6 days a week, twice a day when I can. Just try not to eat McDonald's halfway through.
What's the impact of British and Irish MMA at the moment? What do you see its foothold in the MMA scene?
Well, at the minute, as you can see, McGregor's doing wonderful things for UK and Irish MMA. When he wins, my prediction, it's the UK and Irish MMA scene is just going to go through the roof. Because at the minute, you've got a lot of Irish and UK fighters. They're just not getting the exposure out in the States at the minute.
And where do you see your career in the next 3 years?
I think I'll let my coach answer that one. So, but I'm looking UFC.
Luca, the striking coach here at Diesel, always has an enormous smile on his face whilst teaching the team, making sure he takes time to work with each person on their technique and footwork. Because of this, I wanted to know, does he have a formula that he sticks to when preparing a fighter? Or does he have a different approach for each person?
Well, that's a hard question because it's like in boxing, there's no ideal combo that works always and with everyone. So you have to be flexible. What I say is 80% is your mind. So that's my game. That's what I put into my fighters. They need to be 100% convinced that when they get there, they're going to win. So every time they throw something, every movement they do, they know it's going to work. Without that, you can teach them whatever you want, you can train them as many hours as you want, but they're not going to work. They can't function. So the mind leads everything, and that's the principle I have with all the fighters.
In this case, be strong. Yeah? There's something behind the jab.
As I'm watching Tom train, I can see he's pushing that little bit extra in each session, hanging on every word the coaches are saying. I wanted to ask Jamie, the head coach here at Diesel MMA, if this is what is needed to make a champion.
Well, Tom's a different case because some people can be created to be a champion. Some people are just born champions. They're just born warriors, and that's what Tom is. Tom will do everything. You don't have to tell Tom twice. Tom will be here first thing. Tom's always here training. You haven't got to chase him up. You haven't got to tell him to push. You know, the best thing about Tom is he's a gentleman. He's such a nice fella. But then he just switches. And, you know, that animal, that champion inside, is just inside of him, and he can just switch that on like anything. And you know, everyone looks up to Tom, and you know, they follow him, they try and follow his footsteps, how he is, and the boys are pushing, they're pushing. It's nice to have someone that you inspire to, you're always trying to be like, you know, and Tom's that figure, and everyone's trying to be like him. Everyone's trying to push and just compete exactly the same, getting the same mindset as Tom. And Tommy is a born champion, and he will keep growing and growing. Tom, he will not stop.
Do you think that's what the best gyms have? They have somebody like Tom, like SBG have Conor McGregor, who's about to go into the biggest fight in UFC history. He's a European MMA fighter, yet up until this time last year, he was a relatively unknown in the game. Do you think having that gym environment helps to build that confidence in a fighter, so when he does hit that stage, it's just water off a duck's back?
Yeah, 100%, definitely. I mean, you know, it's in the gym, you always get people that are good, people that train hard, they spar hard, they look good, but you get a lot of people that when it comes to competition time, they fall apart, they fall to pieces. Sometimes they fall to pieces in the dressing room. It's the same with the jiu-jitsu. Some of the people there, it's tough jiu-jitsu fighters, but in competition, they ain't so good. And every now and again, you get people like McGregor, like Tom. You know, they do well in the gym, they train hard, they spar hard, they do everything perfect in the gym, and then when they step in that cage, they just go that one step further. You know, they just surprise everyone that little bit more. And, you know, people look up to that. When you have every gym has someone like that, someone who's good in the gym and they're good when they compete. And, you know, they're the people that you look up to and that you inspire to be. So that's always a good thing. Every gym will have someone like that, you know. So that's your drive. There's always going to be someone better than you. And, you know, you can never be too big-headed. But you think you're the best. There's always someone that you look up to, you know. And that's your drive. That's your passion.
As well as being the head coach, Jamie is also the jiu-jitsu coach here at Diesel. Jiu-jitsu is considered one of the three main pillars, along with wrestling and striking, to make a well-rounded MMA game. The style of jiu-jitsu they practice here at Diesel MMA is 10th Planet. It's a no-gi style of the martial arts that was founded by Eddie Bravo in 2003, which is specifically catered for MMA. I wanted to ask what it took Jamie to be affiliated with 10th Planet.
It's a tough journey, you know. You don't get affiliated for nothing. You don't go online and get affiliated. You know, you have to train with tough people. You have to be a tough character, because at the end of the day, you've got a fort to defend. You know, especially in London, there's a massive jiu-jitsu community surrounding London. So, you know, it took a long time for me to get affiliated, because Eddie had to be sure if I was ready, because people were going to walk through the door, they're always going to want to spar me, they're always going to want to see what 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu is all about. And I've always got to be ready. I've always got to be the one to show everyone what the jiu-jitsu is all about, what 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu is all about. I mean, there's days where I don't feel good, I feel run down, but, you know, that's always the day when the biggest fella walks through the door. And, you know, I'm ready. I'm there to spar. And that's what it's all about, you know. I mean, it was communication with Eddie, training with people who Eddie's telling me to train with, you know. I trained with Eddie before. And, yeah, it's a long process. It's not an easy process, you know.
The one thing that has been a common factor between Conor McGregor's gym, SBG, and Tom Wincott's gym, Diesel MMA, is the emphasis on team environment. Everybody pushing each other to greatness each and every day. With the fight upon us, win or lose, I feel British and Irish MMA is here to stay. But if McGregor can pull off an impressive performance, instead of just keeping an eye on our MMA scene, the Ultimate Fighting Championship will be kicking our doors down to get at the amazing talent we have on our shores.
Conor looks extremely loose, and Aldo looks like he's feeling the pressure of this moment.
Here we go! Green trunks for the southpaw, the notorious Conor McGregor. Black trunks for the champion, Jose Aldo Jr.
Conor relaxed and smiling.
Oh! He slapped him! Conor McGregor is the new UFC featherweight champion of the world!
Oh, unbelievable!
Conor McGregor managed to finish Jose Aldo in 13 seconds of the first round. I can't help but feel that 2016 is the year that British and Irish MMA take over the whole MMA scene.
The new, undisputed, featherweight champion of the world, Conor McGregor. Give me your thoughts.